Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 202. The Grace and Aziz Ansari Story, What Women and Men Can Learn, by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. And I'm your host, Joss Marie. Welcome to OLD Relationships, everyone. Today, I have a post by Lisa Merlo Booth that suggests what she believes women and men can take away from the Grace and Aziz Ansari story. And before I go any further, I just want to give a heads up that there is some graphic content in the post. And while most of it is bleeped out, this particular post may not be suitable for children. Also, just a quick reminder to sign up for our mailing list before February 1st if you'd like to have your name submitted for our monthly book giveaway. The winner of the February raffle will actually get to choose which minimalist book they would like. You can sign up right at oldpodcast.com, and we actually do a drawing on the first of every month, so best of luck. And with that, let's hear Lisa's post and start optimizing your life. The Grace and Aziz Ansari Story, What Women and Men Can Learn, by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. If we have any hope of changing the landscape for women regarding equality, sexual harassment, and assault, we have to be willing to have difficult conversations about the role males and females play in these dynamics. I cannot think of a more perfect story to shine a spotlight on this difficult issue than the story of Aziz Ansari and Grace. Contrary to what some believe, I do not believe this story is a story of sexual assault, but rather a story of patriarchy, gender socialization, and power. If you haven't read the story, it's worth the read. Males and females alike have a lot to learn from this story. We live in a world where males are socialized to have sex with as many females as possible without falling for any of them. They're taught to be strong, emotionally cut off, and aggressive. This sets guys up for viewing females as objects to be taken rather than human beings to get to know. Similarly, females are taught that their worth is tied to their looks and the attention of men. They're inundated with messages to be nice, put the needs of others before themselves, and not make waves. This sets women up to be sexy, kind, non-confrontational, and compliant, especially to males. In this story, both Aziz and Grace followed these instructions to a T. In this story, Aziz is a man on an incessant hunt for s***. Throughout the night, he pushes and pushes and pushes for s*** by frequently asking, "Where do you want me to f*** you?" and on several different occasions, moving her hand to his p***. Even when Aziz appears to have agreed to stop pushing for more, the truth is that, in reality, he is manipulatively pushing for more. Of course, it's only fun if we're both having fun, as he takes her to the couch and starts up again. He's a man on a mission who has little interest in finding out what his date wants, what she's feeling, or who she is. What he is interested in is her body, not the person in it. He doesn't slow down to read the signs, hear her pauses, "I do not want to feel forced, because then I'll hate you," or make sure she's having fun as well. Instead, he assumes that if she's going along, she must want it as much as he does. Except, she doesn't. And this is where Grace's side comes in. Grace reports giving Aziz several nonverbal clues that she's not into having sex with him. In the article, she states, "I know I was physically giving off clues that I wasn't interested. I don't think that was noticed at all. Or if it was, it was ignored." Giving off clues is girl speak for, "I was trying to be nice. I didn't want to be a bitch." She states that the nonverbal clues she gave were expressed in me pulling away and mumbling. "I know that my hands stopped moving at some points. I stopped moving my lips and turned cold." These clues were mixed in with her kissing him and giving and receiving oral sex. And this is where we as women have to learn from our actions. If we have any hope of changing the dynamic between men and women around sexual assault, women have to be willing to look at our actions as well. Not because we cause assault, we do not, but because we have to learn to better protect ourselves from it. Refusing to look at our actions out of a misguided sensitivity around not blaming the victim is increasing the odds of us being victims. There will always be dangerous males in the world. There will always be males who will try to push women into having sex with them, regardless of whether or not the women want it. Females of all ages need to become better skilled at protecting ourselves, standing up for ourselves, and sending clear messages about what is and is not okay. It's one thing to say we don't cause something. It's another thing to choose to not take a position of leadership regarding our personal welfare. It's crucial for females of all ages to master self-leadership if we hope to create a safer world for all of us. Self-leadership is the ability to consciously impact one's own world via effective communication, bold accountability of yourself and others, and intentional action. We also need to master self-leadership if we hope to be treated as the equals we are. This is not about blaming victims. It is about raising the bar on females across the board regarding self-care. All females can learn from Grace's experience, because the truth is, if we don't dare to learn from Grace's actions, we run the risk of repeating the same mistakes to the detriment of all of us. Several key lessons to learn from Grace include: 1. When someone is pushing you to do something you don't feel comfortable to do, do not worry about being nice. Focus on protecting yourself, not them. 2. It is your responsibility to speak your mind. It is not another person's responsibility to read your mind, ever. This is true regardless of whether the other person is your spouse, date, boss, or friend. 3. Whenever there are mixed messages given, the other person will pay attention to the part of the message they want to receive. Make sure your messages are clear, not vague or mixed. 4. Heed the red flags from the beginning. Aziz showed what he was after before they ever entered his apartment, and certainly within the first 10 minutes at the apartment. Do not feel bad about walking out on a date at any point in the evening. Self-leadership requires that you make hard decisions for the sake of your team or company. You are your team. 5. When someone is crossing the line, not listening to your body language, or becoming aggressive in any way, recognize that your clues are not working and ramp up your message. Do this unapologetically. 6. Do not blame other women or yourself for their choices. Learn from them. Challenge. Take time right now to get clear about what is and is not acceptable to you before you are ever in the position of having to decide on the spot what to do. Tell yourself that while it is not your fault if someone chooses to assault you, it is your responsibility to do whatever you can to protect yourself. You have to be clear with yourself that you have the right and the duty to unequivocally say no for your sake. Note: Aziz does several things wrong in this story that all males will be wise to learn from, especially in the post-Me Too era. Although, to be honest, men should have learned these things well before now. Note: There are certainly times when fighting back will put women at greater risk of personal harm. In these cases, it is the individual's duty to decide what she feels she needs to do to protect her welfare. You just listened to the post titled, The Grace and Aziz Ansari Story, What Women and Men Can Learn, by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thank you to Lisa for letting us share her perspective on this subject. I'm proud to say I fully support the Time's Up movement, and I pray that its impact has positive effects on a culture where sexual assault has all too often gone unnoticed. So thank you again to Lisa for letting us share this post with you today. And before we wrap it up, I just want to give one final reminder to sign up for our mailing list to those of you who may be interested in having your name submitted for our February 1st book raffle. We do the drawing on the first of every month, and as I mentioned briefly earlier, this month the winner will get to choose which one of the minimalist books they'd like. So head on over to oldpodcast.com to sign up before the 1st if you'd like to have a chance at winning. Good luck. And that's all I've got for episode 202. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I hope to see you again tomorrow and Thursday with a two-part mini-series from Angel Chernoff, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.